In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, destroyer of all heresies, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in the Gospel, our Lord once again gives another one of his signs of his credentials that he is the Son of God. We know that it was his ability to cure the sick, but especially to drive out demons was one of the most convincing signs that our Lord worked to show that he was the Messiah, because only God can drive out a demon, as he says so well in the Gospel here. And this is very important because our Lord came to relieve suffering, and the greatest of sufferings, even more than physical suffering like cancer or some grave physical affliction, is this kind of suffering, to be possessed by a demon or to have some diabolical influence is one of the greatest sufferings that a person can undergo, because it's not it can have physical, you might say, effects, but the greatest is, of course, is that it's spiritually, it's tormenting. And this is why our Lord, you know, came to show his power, that he was able to restore men from the greatest, of course. The reason why there's any possession is because of original sin. The man became, under the influence of the devil because our first parents allowed themselves to listen to the serpent in the garden. And one of the effects of that has been the diabolical attacks against men and women throughout the ages. And so our Lord came to relieve suffering. He came to free us from the bondage, especially, most importantly, from the devil. And he already shows this, freeing people of the bondage of the devil by driving out demons during his public ministry. And this is one of the powers, of course, that he has given to his church, to his priests, and to those who are given that grace of office of being an exorcist, is to continue the work of driving out demons. And it was interesting that I heard on a Catholic interview with a secular historian who wrote a history of the early church, and said this, and it wasn't from someone who had a Catholic bias, it was a secular historian who said that the thing that convinced the Roman Empire, or convinced the Romans to enter into the church, was not the witness of the holiness of the Christians of the early church, or even their going to martyrdom. That wasn't what convinced them that they needed to become Catholic. What convinced them that they needed to become Catholic was they witnessed the power that the church had over the devil. Because there were, of course, in pagan societies, there were people who were greatly in trouble by this devil. In the church, they'd call, a priest would come and have power over the devil. That really convinced the pagans, we better look into this religion. And that is, when we look at today, what's happening in our society, how we're becoming even more neo-pagan, and more we're going to see, people who are, Satanism is becoming more and more, quote-unquote, socially acceptable, which is rather, it seems rather strange, but when you accept homosexual marriage, well, you might as well accept the whole package, you might say, that goes with it. And so we're going to see more and more diabolical activity in people's lives. And maybe that's what's going to convince our neo-pagan culture once again, that the church is really the answer to all of its problems and not the enemy, as it has been portrayed, so recently, because, of course, of the bad scandal given by the priest scandal and just the media, portraying the church as being against freedom because it's against all these sinful things. But the thing that will convince our modern society, maybe once again, of the power that the church has over the devil by this great ministry that the church has of driving out demons. Of course, The first place that the church exercises and drives out demons is in the confessional. You know, that's probably one of the first things that a person who has any kind of diabolical infestation or possession, the first thing they must do is go to confession. That will free them first and foremost. Probably, that's probably the, in many cases, the most they need to do is to go to confession, to free themselves from that bondage of the devil, if it's because they've been doing something sinful, if they aren't in the state of grace. They have to get back into the state of grace and start living the Christian life. So our Lord, you know, has come to free us first and foremost from the devil. And of course, that's the highest form of suffering that men and women have. And then, of course, the physical parts, you know, the sickness, the blindness, the lameness, all these other ills are all byproducts of the original sin. And so our Lord shows that he has come to conquer evil in all forms, and that he is the answer to all those evils. He alone is the one who can free us from these ills, these evils. And of course, like the church today, they accused also our Lord in his day of doing things by the power of the evil one. They tried to attribute evil to goodness. And that is, of course, the most diabolical of all things, is to call good evil and evil good. And our Lord even addresses that and says, well, if I drive out the devil by the power of the devil, then who do you drive them out by? And of course, he shows the idiocy of such a thinking when saying, you know, he points out that he is the strong man who has come to conquer the devil. So today, as we continue to celebrate and to contemplate the great work of redemption that our Lord has accomplished for us, we pray for all those today in our world who are suffering under the influence of the evil one. We pray that they may be freed by that, by the power of the church, but especially by Our Lady's intercession, she who is the one who will crush the head of the serpent, and that they will be led to the greatest means that they have available to help bring them to the truth, and that is the church itself, who has that ministry to drive out the devil today, and that people will see in the church the same goodness and same divine attributes of our Lord in the church today, even though, notwithstanding the bad example or sinfulness of its members, that still the holiness of the church and its divine character will manifest itself, and that truly it will bring them to see the need they have for becoming a member of his mystical body. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.